This visualization will reactivate and reconnect you with your sacral chakra. You can listen to this visualization either lying down flat or sitting upright in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. It works equally well both ways. And you might want to experiment listening to it in both positions to see which gives you the best results. Now, it's an illusion that our head is where all the action is. Our lower mind centers are the areas that really call the shots when it comes to manifesting things in our world. Before we had self-awareness, our sacral mind, which is just below the navel, would send a signal out if we were in need, and the universe would deliver. And it is still active today. It's just that we've lost conscious control in most cases. Our head has become louder than our heart and our gut. So to reactivate it, what we do is take the symbol Yahweh's, and you can either just imagine that it's placed on your belly just below your navel, or even print it out and actually place it there. And there's another nice way to get the energy symbol into your neurology, and that's to trace it out using your right index finger just below your navel. Just make the pattern of the three curves, and that's enough to seal the energy into your neurology. And once you feel comfortable that the Yahweh's energy is now installed just below your navel, just allow the symbol to rotate slowly. And we're going to be using it to transmute the energies that sit in your sacral mind. Now, the sacral mind processes our needs and our wants. But like many of the lower mind centers, it's mainly there as our protector. It keeps us safe, and it makes us aware when there's lack in our world. But in our modern world, what happens is this. Any lack that's in our world sits there, beams itself out into the universe, and our conscious mind picks up the lack and it amplifies the lack. So we get into a spiral where all we notice is the lack, the fact that we don't have something, the fact that something is missing in our life. And the sacral mind doesn't care. So long as the lack is not going to kill us, it has no consciousness or awareness that that lack is causing us a problem. But sometimes you get irritations in the lower bowel, and these are signifiers that there's something wrong in our world, some need that's not being fulfilled. And like many diseases, the illness is there as a warning and as guidance that there's something we need to address in our lives. And all of this sets up a cycle from our head down to our lower mind centers, where our head notices the lack, and our lower mind center, sacral center, keeps generating the lack. And the trick is to break that cycle. And we do that using the Yahweh's energy to transmute the lack into something else. So have a think about what's missing in your life right now, what you could really do with, what would make your life just bliss and a dream. And allow your awareness to float down from your head, through your throat, through your heart, past your solar plexus chakra, and into the sacral chakra point, to where the sense of the lack is being generated and amplified. And now allow the notion of what's lacking in your life, to pass through Jahweh's, which is sitting on your belly, and become a requirement. So the thought form that leaves your lower mind center to meld with the universal mind is a requirement, not a lack. And now we're going to do 5 in and out breaths, where on the in breath, the breath starts at your root and passes up to your heart, and on the out breath, it goes from the heart back down to your root. And on the in-breath, we take the consciousness of Mother Earth up through our sacral mind, up through our solar plexus to the heart. And on the out-breath, we take our desire back down to the root and back into the earth. And as you do this, the lack vaporizes inside your sacral mind and gets replaced by the requirement. So just do this 5 times, 5 in and out breaths. And now all you need to do is to notice the signs and the serendipities. The signal to the collective mind of what your requirement is now active in the world. All you have to do is to notice how it is being fulfilled, and also to be open to the notion that it might be fulfilled in the most unexpected ways, at the most serendipitous time, just when you're least expecting it. At the same time, we can energize the sacral chakra to manifest our requirements in the world. We can also control it so we don't generate the things that we don't want. So have a think about some of the things in your world at the moment that are less than desirable. And with your consciousness still at the sacral chakra point, allow those circumstances and eventualities to come towards you and be absorbed and transmuted by the energy of Jahweh's. And on the next out-breath, breathe out what you'd like to replace them with in your world. With the breath flowing through Jahweh's and being transmuted to change the external world from one which is less than desirable to being very desirable. And as you go about your days, be mindful and be aware that it's the sacral chakra point which is the most powerful manifestation center in our bodies.